Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking beef demand with Daryl Peel, and more in just a moment.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
Monitor crop health using satellite imagery from Encirca Services. Snapshots of your fields provide quick visualizations of crop growth patterns. To monitor changes in crop health, Encirca Services satellite imagery helps inform field scouting, providing early warning and timely resolutions to help maximize your harvest results. Put Encirca Services to work on your operation all season long. Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales professional or Encirca Certified Services agent to learn more.
Talking beef demand today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, we've talked a great deal about beef exports and the value they bring to the table for cattle producers. 2017's been a really good year thus far for our beef exports. But domestically, it's really important that we keep beef moving through the pipeline aggressively. You know, where do we stand on beef demand right now here at the domestic level?
You know, we look at these retail prices. They've held up very well relative to the other meats, if you look at that part of it. You know, overall, retail prices are holding very close to year-ago levels. And again, this is in the face of a 4.5% increase in beef production, not quite that much increase in consumption because we're exporting a bit more of that increased production. But nevertheless, when you combine the domestic situation with the continued strength in these beef export markets, it appears that demand is quite robust and is holding up very well.
I guess the question some producers bring up to you from time to time, Daryl, is very simply, can we keep this thing going?
Well, I think we're still kind of coming out of some very unusual times a couple of years ago. Obviously, there's always dynamics between what the beef industry's doing and pork and poultry, and they're all kind of growing a little bit, pork and beef especially, beef kind of leading the way. So we do sort of kind of hold our breath expecting that there could be some challenges here, and yet 2017 has really proven that beef demand can go a long ways to, you know, partially or mostly offset the increased supply pressure we see in the industry. And at this point in time, there's no real reason to expect that to change going into 2018.
So with that being said, let's talk about the upcoming cattle on feed report out Friday afternoon from USDA. Daryl, what are you anticipating?
Well, I think in general, we're looking for kind of a continuation of what we've seen. I think there will be significant, you know, placements. We're looking probably for some increase in placements. Again, we know there's more cattle out there, and that's not really a surprise. But what has helped us so much for many months now and continues to is the fact that marketings have also been very strong. We continue to move these cattle through the feedlots with a faster turnover rate, and that goes a long way. So I think it's a continuation of what we've been seeing. You know, obviously there's an opportunity for surprises, but the idea that placements are going to be up is not a general surprise, and given the strength we've seen in these feeder cattle markets in the last few weeks, certainly is consistent with the idea that feedlots have continued to aggressively place cattle.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Well, certainly when it comes to these cattle on feed report numbers that will be out on Friday afternoon, we could be facing some really, really big placement numbers. Allendale, for example, is estimating that they believe that we could see 16% bigger placements September of this year compared to September of last year, 2.198 million head. That would be the largest September placement in 6 years. It will be exaggerated as far as the percentage by the comparison against a low September 2016 estimate. K-State is projecting break-evens for October delivery-fed cattle at $119 in the black. That rises to $123 for December finishing. September placements supply the April through August slaughter period. With feedlots making money, they're going to be aggressive and have been aggressive in trying to get cattle into their lots. Marketing numbers, 2.1% bigger than a year ago, according to Allendale's their pre-report guests. And they expect total cattle on feed at 6% over a year ago at 10.892 million head. That would be the largest October 1st total in 5 years.
The first annual Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association meeting is happening on October 28th at 6 o'clock at the historic Chain Ranch in Canton. It's a membership kickoff with the election of officers and a big barbecue plan for everyone. Independent producers must have a voice in today's production setting, and this is everyone's opportunity to organize and protect your business from outside sources. Call Andy Hutchinson at 580-886-5149. That's 580-886-5149 for more info.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.